Hey, football fans, I'm Gene Knight, and this is Friday Night's Losers. Each week, I'll pick the losers in games that can be heard on the OTS Sports Network, as well as select games from across the state of South Carolina. I'm assisted by my loser-picking machine, J5V. J5V, we got this first leg in the Football City USA Championship and some great interstate clashes this week, so let's get right to it.
All right, Gino, let's roll.
It's time to start picking some Friday Night's Losers.
JL Man versus Gaffney.
The Indians and Patriots have only met once, and that was in 2022. Man endured a 42-7 massacre. But as I've said before, the times, they are a-changing. And this isn't 2022. This is the Greenville, South Carolina All-Star Team. But this is still Gaffney. The Broad River Braves send out a huge war party and come back with the scalps of the Greenville Loyalists. Friday, Night's Loser, the JL Man Patriots.
Somerville versus South Florence.
The last time these two teams met was in 1982 in the first round of the playoffs, and the Green Wave drowned the Bruins 37-0. Both teams have played rival games last week that were fairly close. This one will be decided by turnovers and penalties. The Powder Blue Bars have a turnover or penalty late in the second half go against them in the Big Bad John Stadium and end up drowning in the green pool. Friday, Night's Loser, the South Florence Bruins in a close one.
White Knoll versus Sumter.
White Knoll and Sumter have met six times, with Sumter winning five games. The Wolves got their first win last year in the playoffs with a 35-7 shellacking of the Gamecocks. Sumter is looking to reset this time machine. The Forest Dogs have plenty of bite, but the Kicking Chickens find a way to victory with a big play in the kicking game. Friday, Night's Loser, the White Knoll Timberwolves.
Greer versus Belton Horneopath.
BHP and Greer have played 11 times since 1967, and the Bears hold a slim 6-5 advantage despite losing in their last meeting in 2021. The two-town Bruins open a can of raid on the BMW Bugs and deliver death from a can early on. I know my old Erskine buddy Frank Kaysen will be happy with this one. I'm sure he can't wait. Friday, Night's Loser, the Greer Yellow Jackets.
New Golf Elgin versus Camden.
These two teams have played in this rivalry 43 times, with Camden winning 35. The Blue Demons are a different team with a different coach, but the Bulldogs are still the kings of the Sandhills. The Blue Imps proved difficult for the Sandhills Hounds to exercise, but a little faith gets the job done in the end. Friday, Night's Loser, the Lugoff Elgin Blue Demons.
East Gaston versus Catawba Ridge.
These two teams have never met. East has had four coaches in the past 5 years, while the Copperheads are licking their wounds after losing a scoring contest with Chapin last week. The Zach Attack gets the full gear as the Snakes strike over and over and over against the Mount Holly Renegades. Total destruction. Friday, Night's Loser, the East Gaston Warriors.
Indian Land versus Lancaster.
The Warriors and Bruins have played nine times since 2016. Indian Land has won the last six in a row. But last year's game was close. Adam Hastings' panhandle Comanches can't make a play in the fourth quarter, giving Marcus Surratt's Red Rose Bars a big win for bragging rights in L.A. County. Friday, Night's Loser, the Indian Land Warriors in a close one.
Fort Mill versus Chester.
This series goes all the way back to 1909. The Cyclones have a 25-8 advantage and have an 8-game winning streak against the Yellow Jackets. The streak ends Friday at Bob Jones Stadium. The Sting paralyzes the Big Red Wind Machine by controlling the line of scrimmage on offense and defense. Friday, Night's Loser, the Chester Cyclones.
York versus Nation Ford.
York and Nation Ford have played 14 times since 2008, with York winning 10 of those games. The Falcons have only beaten the Cougars at home once. The Big Black Birds from East Fort Mill get murdered in the sky by the Wytown Cats' Big Silver 20-gauge shotgun. Friday, Night's Loser, the Nation Ford Falcons.
Hillcrest versus Clover.
The Rams and Blue Eagles have played twice, with Hillcrest winning both games. The Simpsonville game in 2022 was real close. I think third time is the charm for Coach Wilbright. The big blue and silver birds fly in at ground level and grind up the horned goats with their magic stone. Friday, night's loser, the Hillcrest Rams.
Ridgeview versus Northwestern.
Ridgeview and Northwestern have met 12 times since 2000, and the Trojans own the series with 10 wins. Friday shouldn't be any different from the past. The Purple Army marches to Blythewood and puts out the fiery ponies with a convincing win. Friday, night's loser, the Ridgeview Blazers.
Rock Hill versus South Point.
The first leg in the Football City USA Championship takes place at historic District 3 Stadium. The Stallions have a commanding 14-3 lead in this series. Rock Hill hasn't beaten South Point since 2018. I don't believe that trend will stop this year. The Big Red Hosses run right, left, and over the top of the Diamond-Headed Cats as they control the line of scrimmage. Friday, night's loser, the Rock Hill Bearcats. That's all the time we have this week. Thanks for listening. Remember, whether you're a winner or a loser, always be a good sport wherever you are, and take some time out to attend games or support teams in your area. But always, be true to your school. So long from Football City, USA. J5V, let's go.
Push him back, push him back, way back.
On Friday, we'll be jacked up on the football game, and I'll be ready to fight. We're gonna smash him now, my girl will be working on her pom-poms now, and she'll be yelling to me.